Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Susan, could you help me out with my partner here? Because he keeps saying he wants Dominguez in center field. Can you tell him Dominguez can't play center field or they don't want him in center field?
He's not Joe DiMaggio out there. I know they keep saying that, you know, he was a center fielder. No, he's not. No, you don't want to see that.
He's not a left fielder, so I just get rid of him at this point.
I understand that. So I think that's one of the people that Alex was saying is another DH. That's why I said there were five of them. I think what you have to do if you were going to make Dominguez a left fielder, put him in left field and you leave him there. You leave him there for 5 months and see if he can do it. By the way, John Mattingly, I still remember hitting .417 in the wild card.
Hold on to your home run to right. I was at every one of those games. He hit the ground rule double in Seattle. Oh, my, that was amazing.
Hey, Yankee fans wanted him to be the manager, Susan.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted him to be the manager.
Whatever. I don't think Sal meant past
tense. It's a really long time ago. It's 20 years ago. Almost 20 years ago.
My God.
What happened there?
We'll discuss it over lunch one day.
Interesting.
Susan, you are the...
March 25th, opening night in San Francisco. Nothing says opening day like a night game in San Francisco.
The chase for 28.
She's already fired up about that. We love you,
about
Susan.
About Netflix. Yes, can you imagine Netflix opening night? New York Yankees is on.
That's true.
Netflix.
Oh, God, she is the best, man. Makes me smile. It was a great spot, fun spot with Susan. Check it out on the free Odyssey app in case you missed anything right there. Now, he did say 5 DH. Right, A-Rod, Susan alluded to that.
Five.
Who were the five? Dominguez,
well, you got
Rice,
Stanton. Stanton, Dominguez, Rice.
That's what I was saying. Like, was he being facetious saying five?
Was
there actually five?
That's not
like they have three left-handed catchers, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have a bunch of DHs. I don't know if I would say that they have five DHs.
No.
No, Jazz, not Jazz. Not
they
McMahon, obviously, not Volpe. I mean, Volpe's the opposite of a DH. McMahon's the opposite of a DH. They got a guy that could field in McMahon who can't hit. Volpe could field most of the time, or at least, you know, for you. He can't hit. Wells, I mean, he's kind of a little bit of both.
Dude.
Goldie, a little bit of both, I guess. A little bit.
He's proud.
Was he throwing Judge in there?
Can't hit righties? I mean, was he? I don't know. I doubt it. Judge is terrific in the outfield.
Yeah, maybe
now with his arm compromised a little bit.
It's gonna be an interesting offseason story if anything happens, if he has any sort of procedure with his elbow. I don't mean Tommy John, that would be worse, but I mean, is there a little cleanup there? And if there's not, you go into next year, you hold your breath. Anything like he at least one throw, and I think it was like 90 miles an hour, which is about his average on the air. I've told you this before, but there was a point when he came back, it was like 75, 78. There was a discernible drop in velo, so that was problematic. But you know, I'd almost prefer he gets a little arthro cleanup and come back healthy and just let it rip next year.
How about moving him to first?
Not yet. He's too good out there, man. He's still agile.
Keep him fresh. I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying he's not.
I know you're not.
And I need a first baseman. Like, keep him fresh. You know what's...
But why would he be a good first baseman? How do we know that? First base is a different skill set.
Yeah.
You gotta... you know, he's a better athlete than Piazza, so he'd probably be better than that. But
you're gonna love this.
Go ahead.
And this is like a tease for tomorrow or next week, or whatever. Came up yesterday on Baseball Night in New York, and okay. I never thought of it before. Hannah Kizer brought it up, and there is, I guess, legitimacy to this within the Mets thinking.
Yeah,
Soto to first.
I've said that.
Like now.
Well,
potentially as a replacement for Pete.
Now
they had him fielding some grounders there. I don't know if it was spring training or what.
But I remember seeing that video.
Think
so
about
same
it.
With Judge. In
it
spring.
Actually, when I first heard, I was like, "Get the hell out of here!" Like, it actually makes sense. Where Soto's biggest issue in the outfield is his foot speed is not very good, mm-hmm. and he can't read the balls perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his glove or his, like, he could throw, he could field. It's also not going to be worse than what Pete Alonso did. You keep his body fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not saying that I want that. I'm just saying in the event that they let Pete walk, like, the Mets need to change some things around.
No question.
The idea of having Soto, you upgrade the outfield by having Soto at first. You're not losing defensively. You might even be upgrading defensively there. You could build it different ways. Again, it was just a thought that I was not open to.
Yeah.
That now, the more I think about it, actually makes a lot of sense potentially having Soto at first base.
I don't think Stearns will be open to it yet, because think about what Stearns told us at the end of the year press conference where he emphasized defense so much.
But that's what I'm saying. It actually upgrades.
Well, we got to see him play first base before we can say he can upgrade over Pete.
But upgrading
right field.
And
potentially.
Yeah, and you're not losing anything at first base.
All right. You know, it's funny because I actually thought that this would be a viable option. Maybe 2 or 3 years from now, I actually think Juan Soto will be a fantastic first baseman.
Yeah, he looked like
he's not a non-athlete. Like, correct. Pete's fairly non-athletic, a little heavy-footed. You know, even though he's a smart baseman, I'm not trying to diss Pete.
Right, Piazza wasn't athletic.
Oh no, Piazza couldn't run a lick.
That's the comp that people say.
No, Soto's biggest issue is that sometimes he takes a step in too fast, he commits to a ball, and then it's over his head. He's got a good arm. He's got good hands. He's definitely.
Right.
Got more bounce and more wiggle, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. than some of these other non-athletes. I think he could actually handle it. I'm surprised that they're open to it, but I don't think it's a bad idea. I've always thought that.
Anyway, the conversation, we get into that another day. Let's get to the Giants here before we finish up on the calls with the Yankees. I could be completely nuts. By the way, we do have to give our pick tonight, the money line pick. I feel, you know, for the perfect
Pick
that's
segment. Right. Yeah.
I feel like the Giants are alive here tonight. I really do feel like they could end their division. Hey, look, upsets happen all the time. We've seen, we saw it with New England and Buffalo. You've seen it all over the place with these the division games. You saw it with the Niners and the Rams on Thursday night. Nobody expected that. These things happen. I'm getting the feeling that there was an overreaction to them beating the Chargers. Now I think there's going to be an overreaction to them losing to the Saints, where they turn the ball over 5 consecutive possessions. That's not going to happen tonight. And the Eagles are vulnerable. I think the Eagles are a bit messy right now. I think the Giants are going to win tonight.
I'm going to give you my pick now. That's the Eagles. So
I'll go Giants.
You got the G-Man Hop. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Eagles.
Okay.
Wow. I respect that. He's got the Giants hat on, getting ready to work tonight. Hoff will be good.
They're 7-point favorites. I feel like with Jackson Dart, with that crowd, with the state the Eagles are in.
They just lost to the Saints.
Yeah, I get it. The Eagles just coughed up a game at home to the Broncos.
Yeah, but you're right. Denver's good. Denver's not the Saints.
Understood, but the Eagles have been off all year long. And you're right. They lost to the Saints. They had 5 turnovers. If they turn the ball over 5 times, they're not going to win. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. Just a gut feel.
Listen, who's he thrown to? I mean, not that loves Slayton, but he's not even playing with the hamstring. Maybe the tight ends.
They're going to have to do it by running the football, Scataboo out of the backfield.
I like Scataboo.
Jackson Dart running the football,
I do,
and then
like
obviously
Dart.
Using the tight end. So, yeah, I would not look at...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, no Slayton, but even Slayton stinks. Bo Collins, I'm not looking at those guys. Uh-huh. Maybe Wandell Robinson makes some big plays here or there, but I still think they have enough. I think just on paper, it's easy to say, well, they lost to the Saints. The Eagles own them. The Giants had five turnovers. They have no receivers. They're going to lose. My gut feeling, I think the Giants are alive tonight.
31-20 Philly. I give you a score, too. Philly by 11. 31-20 Philly.
I'll say in those Giants 24, maybe Giants. Eagles are not going to score more than 20, and the Giants will be in the 20s. Put it that way.
I'll tell you, if the Giants hold them under 20.
Remember, Giants defense as
I know,
well,
like, but it's not there every week. What we can do, everybody was focusing on the five turnovers. I was focusing on the defense after they lost. No pass rush. I mean, one week it's there, one week it's I think the defensive coordinator is horrible for the Giants. I like their players. I don't like their schemes, and I don't like their inconsistency.
I get it.
Like, could they come up with three or four, although Hurts is tough to sack. I respect the Giants' top-level defensive players. I just don't see it enough to believe it.
Understood. Hey, just a gut feel. And by the way, I've nailed every Giants game correctly so far.
You're pulling away a little bit, by the way, aren't you?
A little bit.
Didn't you hit the two?
Hit the two-teamer perfect parlay. Yeah, we got to get the standings. We'll do that tomorrow, obviously. But
getting smoked here.
Yeah, I had them beating the Chargers, had them losing to the Saints. I've been pretty good with so far being on it with the Giants. Obviously, this would be a major upset. And look, it could be a blowout for the Eagles. They route them. They get right. Maybe this is the get-right game. I'm just something about this game. I think Dart is dangerous.
You're playing a little bit here?
A little money line.
A little something on the G-men?
I lost everything I had on the Yanks last night. I mean, $160 or whatever it was. Rich is in Scranton about those Yanks. What's up, Rich?
Richie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
My call. Listen, before you go Tony Soprano on me, listen to what I have to say. I think the Yankees have to change the environment by getting rid of Cashman, because if you want to bring Mattingly back or Jeter, you have to get rid of Cashman, because I know either of those guys, I think Susan will probably tell you at that lunch talk, that neither one like him. Especially for hiring Girardi over Mattingly.
Oh, Derek can't stand Cashman. Jeter can't stand Brian Cashman.
And you need Jeter back somehow, even to be an ambassador. I think he'd bring in Bernie Williams somehow, either to help the team at spring training or even being a bench coach. You have to change this environment.
Well, hold on, Rich. Hold on.
Once
I didn't mean to step on it. I'm sorry. Hold on. So we all love Bernie. To me, Bernie's not a coach. If the Yanks are going to pull something, he's just a little bit too passive for me. If they're going to pull somebody, go and get Posada. Get Posada on the bench or on the base.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that decision right there.
Yeah.
I think you have to get rid of Cashman to bring back. And I think Jeter could sit down with these players. You know, they could help the Yankees out one form or another. And Mattingly, especially. I'd love to see him back.
I think Mattingly is getting closer to it. Thank you for the call, Rich.
Thanks,
we got to go, unfortunately. We're out of time here. I think Mattingly is getting closer to retirement than getting closer to being the Yankee manager. He's been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
I think that dream, unfortunately, the Yankee fans need to move on from. I don't believe it's unrealistic. I don't think it's going to happen now. I would not be stunned that in the next 3 to 5 years, at some point there, maybe sooner, who knows, Jeter, president, Posada, maybe manager, something like that.
We've had conversations about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.